Namaskaram. Sriman Narayana is hailed as Akhilaheya Pratyanika Kalyanika Tanaha. Swami Ramanuja often repeats this stotra. Akhilaheya Pratyanika, one who is against all bad qualities. Kalyanika Tanaha, one who is the abode of all good qualities, of all the great attributes. When Bhagavan is known that he is against any bad quality, we must look at a couple of allegations that are quite popular in this world against him. These allegations will not hold the test of law, as he is against anything that is bad, any bad quality. Which are these allegations? On Sri Rama, we find two. One, he did not fight head-on with Vali. Instead, Rama was hiding when he killed Vali. This does not talk good of the valor of Sri Rama. He has been dishonest. Secondly, when Sita was a Purna Garbhini, when she was carrying Lava and Kusha, how come suddenly Rama decided and ordered Lakshmana to abandon her in the forest? And that too, just listening to the words of a dobi, of a washerman. So these two are the popular allegations, but however, these two are not right. I need not debate or argue in favor of Rama. We know Rama and all his stories based on Sri Ramayana. So for an answer to these questions too, we must rely on the same source of knowledge, which is Sri Ramayana. What did Valmiki tell about these two happenings? Let me talk about one today. Later, I'll answer the second. And on Sri Krishna, there are many more allegations that he robbed, he lied, he married more than 16,000 girls, and he danced along with the wives of others. These are the popular allegations against Krishna. We will see one by one later. Now for today, why did Rama abandon Sita in the forest? Was he just carried away by a no-man washerman? Was Rama not well informed? Was he not a great emperor? Then why did he do? Now we must not understand that none of us can be as close as Sita or Rama. They were so intimate. But still, this had happened. Why? There are two reasons cited by Valmiki. One, Sri Rama was the Chakravarti, and as a Chakravarti, the people, the citizens, and Ayodhya, the kingdom, were more important. Those were the priorities for Sri Rama, more than his family or wife. So he had to take a decision as per Niti Shastra, Raja Niti. He did so. Probably we may not be able to appreciate this stand much. If it had been Treta Yuga, then this argument could have been very well valid, because those were the days where they blindly accepted and followed what Dharma Shastras say. But today, we even started questioning the Dharma Shastra. So let us leave alone the first argument. Move on to the second. In Uttarakhanda, Rama and Sita were discussing with each other. Sita was seated in a swing. Rama was standing by the side of Sita. Since Sita was carrying, Rama wanted to fulfill any wishes of Sita. Any wish of Sita. So Rama inquired with Sita, "Oh my beloved, do you have any unfulfilled wish? Can I fulfill that for you?" Sita quickly replied, "Abravicha vararoham sitam surasutopamam apatyalabho vaidehi twayayam samupasthitaha kimichasi vararohe kamakrikyatam tava." "What can I fulfill? Do you have any wish?" Smitam krutvat vaidehi. Vaidehi smiled and Ramam vakyam athabravid answered thus to Rama, "Tapovanani punyani drashtumichami Raghava." "Oh Raghava, my husband, I would like to see and live in Tapovana in the forest. Ganga tira upavittanam rishinam ugratejasam. I would like to live amidst the rishis of Ganga tira. They live in the banks of river Ganga. Phalamulashinan deva padamuleshu vartitum. I would like to live as close as possible to the lotus feet of those rishis, those jnanis. I would like to discuss with them, listen to them, and get their upadeshams. Yeshame paramahkamaha. This is a very urging wish of mine. Yan mulaphala bhojinam. Apyekaratrim kakutstha nivaseyam tapovane. I have been longing that let me at least live for one night even in that forest. As many days as possible, I would like to be there, Rama." So this was the request of Sita. Rama took note of this and answered to her, "O Devi, don't worry. Visrabdha bhava vaidehi shoghamishya sashamshaya. Tomorrow your wish would be fulfilled. You will go to the forest." So Rama had to do this. Sita wanted to live and in fact wanted to deliver her babies there. That was the message taken by Rama. But Rama could not have put the blame on Sita for having requested this. Instead, he took the blame on himself. He made a drama that it was the words of washerman, so he had to send Sita to the forest. Thus saying so, Rama sent her. But in fact, this was the request and wish of Sita to go and live in the forest amidst Valmiki and the other great rishis. Why so? Because she wanted to bring up her children as pious as possible. And she wanted her children to master Valmiki Ramayana. Sita knew all this beforehand, so she had requested. Now who are we to comment upon divine wishes? This was Sriman Narayana and Sri Mahalakshmi, who had great plans for us. Instead of accepting them and acting as per their wish, let us unnecessarily not question them or blame them. Lastly, we would certainly not know more than what Valmiki can tell us. It is he who knew right before him the great story of Rama and had authored 24,000 verses. So we have to go by their verdict. Let us do so and wait for another day to talk about Valivadam.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-321-9021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.